Sorry.
That's mine.
Okay.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, whose name is listed on this slide, and some of you whose name may not be here, but who are in this room, who have worked on this project. The topic of this presentation is prevalence of HCV infection among persons who inject drugs in the four cities in United States in 2009. During the first part of the presentation, I will introduce the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System project, on the basis of which we were able to conduct hepatitis C virus investigation. This is the national logo of the NHBS system. The NHBS was initiated in 2003 as a response to CDC's HIV Prevention Strategic Plan, part of which was thought to increase the capacity to monitor the HIV epidemic. The National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System is a surveillance system that is used to monitor the presence of and trends in HIV-related risk behaviors, including sex and drug use, HIV testing, and use of HIV prevention services. Since 2006, the NHBS have introduced HIV testing at all participating sites, and this has been offered to all participants on a voluntary basis. There are three groups of interest for the NHBS: the men who have sex with men, injection drug users or IDUs, and heterosexuals at increased risk for infection. One of the defining features of the NHBS is that data are collected in annual rotating cycles among the three groups. Each cycle, a survey is conducted among one of the three groups that I mentioned earlier, the MSM, IDU, or high-risk heterosexuals. Each cycle begins with an important period of formative research so that local staff learn about the group of interest for the cycle and the community in which those persons live, engage in their risk behavior, and can access prevention services. Different sampling methods are used each cycle so that the group of interest for the cycle could be reached effectively. As a surveillance system, the plan is to collect data from the same population in the same cities over time. To participate in NHBS, respondents must be 18 years or older, a resident of the metropolitan statistical area, able to do the survey in English or Spanish, and not previously surveyed in the same cycle. NHBS is in its second round of data collection and currently operates in 21 areas highlighted on this map. These areas were selected on the basis of high AIDS prevalence. Each NHBS round refers to one full set of data collection among all three risk groups, which lasts three consecutive years. The NHBS hepatitis C survey was introduced during the 2009 IDU cycle. Participants in the IDU cycle were asked to complete a core behavioral survey, which included risk factors for HIV-HCV infection, and were asked to participate in HCV screening and reflex supplemental testing. Four NHBS sites participated in the HCV survey, and these include Seattle, Denver, Dallas, and New York City. So as all of you know, HCV infection is the most common blood-borne infection in the United States, with approximately 3.2 million persons chronically infected with HCV. Recent surveys of active injection drug users have indicated that approximately a third of young in the age group 18 to 30 years of IDUs are HCV infected. Also from earlier studies, we know that HCV prevalence can be as high as 70 to 90% among older and former injection drug users. Therefore, in 2009, we conducted HCV seroprevalence survey in four NHBS sites to determine the prevalence of HCV infection among persons who reported injection drug use in the past, in the 12 months prior to the interview. The participant recruitment method was respondent-driven sampling. Respondent-driven sampling is a recruitment method which had been effectively used to recruit hard-to-reach populations. RDS is a form of snowball sampling which allows researchers to make estimates about hidden population. screening with FDA-approved test and supplemental testing with RIBA was conducted when indicated. The following tests were used at the sites to screen and confirm HCV infection. The table shows the CDC established signal to cutoff ratios for each HCV screening assays used in this study. A test is considered positive if screening test is positive with high signal to cutoff ratio set for the assay, or if a low signal to cutoff ratio, also known the gray zone, is confirmed positive by other supplemental tests like RIBA. A positive test could be a result of a past resolved infection or current infection. To determine whether the positive test is due to resolved infection or current infection, one has to do HCV PCR. Historically, and as shown earlier, about 70 to 85% of HCV infection results in chronic infection. Now, I'll show a few results from our investigation. A total of 1,800 persons agreed to have HCV testing. There were more than 500 participants from Dallas in New York, and we also recruited about 400 participants from the other two sites, which is Denver and Seattle. This slide shows the overall characteristics of the study participants. 70% of the participants were male, 38% of participants were white, 30% black, and 25% Hispanic. The median age of participants was 46 years, and median age at initiation of injection drug use was 19 years. The median duration of injection drug use was 22 years. The most frequently used drug was heroin, and this was reported by 74% of the participants. Only 6% had HIV infection, while overall HCV prevalence was almost 70%. It is 53% in Seattle, 71% in Denver, 75% in New York City, and 76% in Dallas. Shown by this graph, the HCV prevalence differed by type of most frequently used drug. HCV prevalence was lowest among those who did not frequently use heroin, cocaine, or both. Among persons who frequently used cocaine and or heroin, the prevalence of HCV infection was almost 80%, as you see from the slide. The HCV prevalence by age at initiation of injection drug use was consistently high at or above 60% until the age of 60 and above, when this rate is only about 35%. However, this relatively low rate among persons who initiated injection drug use after the age of 40 or older may be due to a shorter duration of injection drug use by these older respondents. Although not shown here, we found that the age at initiation of injection drug use has changed over time, with more and more persons starting to inject at a rather older age. This graph shows the prevalence of HCV infection by age group and by study site. As shown by the red lines, overall HCV prevalence increased linearly from just a little above 40% for younger persons to above 70% for those older than 60 years. The increase in HCV prevalence by age was consistent across study sites. We also looked at the prevalence of HCV infection by duration of injection drug use. The HCV prevalence increased in direct proportion to the duration of injection drug use. For those who injected two or fewer years, the HCV prevalence was 30%, demonstrating that transmission starts early in the course of injection behavior. The prevalence rate increased rapidly to above 50% within 6 to 10 years of injection and reached almost 90% in those who injected for 40 plus years. Sharing of injection equipment remains to be common practice. In our study, we found that those who responded to the question, did you use a needle after others injected with it? And almost half said yes. 3% of participants also said that they used drugs that have been divided with a syringe that someone else had already used. 2/3 of the injection drug users shared cooker, water, and cotton with others. The HCV prevalence is consistently high in all groups, with a rate ranging from 66 to 73%. There are a few limitations to our study. First, there is no gold standard for sampling injection drug users. While RDS can be adjusted, there still remains to be some bias because all ID networks may not be included in the recruitment. These respondents from the four sites may not represent injection drug users in those four sites. And since interviews were administered by person, there may be some social desirability response bias in response. In conclusion, the overall prevalence of anti-HCV of HCV infection in all four sites remains to be very high. The median age at initiation of injection drug use is at a rather young age of 19 years. Most frequently used drug is heroin, and there is very little variability by site. And the prevalence of HCV infection increased rapidly during the early years of injection, with more than 50% of injecting drug users becoming positive after injecting for 6 to 10 years. And sharing of injection equipment remains to be a very common practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayasu. Okay, we'd like to bring back Dr. Bryce Smith, who will give another presentation.